leading pro-life group, Biden will use tragic situations to push abortion agenda at State of the Union. By Catherine Hamilton on March 6, 2024. President Joe Biden and Democrats will likely use the State of the Union address on Thursday night to promote the killing of the unborn into lump in vitro fertilization, IVF, in with their abortion on demand agenda. Biden is expected to push abortion during his speech as an extension of his relentless campaign on the issue ahead of the presidential election and in the wake of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. His strategy, as well as Democrats overall, has been to paint Republicans pushing pro-life laws as extreme and to blame former President Donald Trump for the end of Roe v. Wade, which had for 50 years established an invented constitutional right to abortion. Part of Biden and Democrats' strategy is also to bring guests with tragic abortion stories, as well as IVF experts and those who were born through IVF, The Hill reported on Tuesday. For example, First Lady Jill Biden invited Kate Cox, a Texas mother who left the state to have her disabled baby aborted at around 21 weeks of pregnancy. She did so after the Texas Supreme Court denied her request to get an abortion. Justices wrote that Cox's doctor had failed to provide evidence that the pregnancy was life-threatening or aligned with the state's abortion law exceptions. Democratic Whip Catherine Clark, Mass., also invited Amanda Zurofsky, who is suing Texas after she said she nearly died when doctors delayed giving her a medically necessary abortion until she went into septic shock, according to the report. The Democrats want to pursue expanded access to abortion, and they're using those difficult cases as leverage in a political fight to push through new laws that would increase the number of abortions that would be available. Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America Vice President of State Affairs Stephen Billy said in a media call on Wednesday. The president will use tragic situations, heartbreaking situations, purely to advance a political agenda because he is tied to the progressive left wing of the party. And he is tied to the abortion advocates who won't support limits at any stage in pregnancy, Billy added. Jamie Dangers, legislative director of SBA Pro-Life America, forecasted that Biden will use the State of the Union to advance his disinformation campaign that is driven by the pro-abortion industry and the legacy media, which claims that life-affirming states don't have exceptions for medical emergencies. That lie is deceptive and it is so dangerous to women and girls, Dangers said. We continue to call on the Biden administration to stop propagating that lie and to stop purposefully conflating serious medical emergency situations in pregnancy with actual elective abortions. Our hearts really go out to Dr. Jill Biden's guest at the State of the Union tomorrow, Kate Cox. It is heartbreaking to receive such a difficult pregnancy diagnosis, Dangers added, referencing the baby's trisomy 18 diagnosis. But sadly, what has happened is the president and pro-abortion Democrats are using her story and are using her pain to exploit this tragic situation and spread even more disinformation and fear for political gain. Since the Supreme Court issued its Dobbs decision in June of 2022 overturning Roe, Democrats, pro-abortion organizations, and the pro-abortion media have created confusion by lumping elective abortions in with other things like birth control and miscarriages, also medically referred to as spontaneous abortion, under the umbrella term reproductive health. Some have even falsely claimed that women will be unable to obtain miscarriage and ectopic pregnancy care or even birth control if abortion is limited. On the call, Vice President and Director of Medical Affairs for Charlotte Lozier Institute, Ingrid Skop, MD, FACOG, pointed to attorney-reviewed research that found not one state with an abortion restriction outlawing life-saving care. If there is a condition that we know can lead to death, none of the laws require the emergency to be imminent. So as long as it's something that a doctor could foresee causing a woman to die or lose kidney function or something like that, the doctor is given the opportunity to intervene, to use his reasonable medical judgment, said Skop, a practicing obstetrician-gynecologist who served for over 25 years in private practice in San Antonio, Texas, where she delivered more than 5,000 babies. But as we've all seen in the media, doctors don't know this. So, again, pro-abortion medical organizations are not telling them that they can intervene, that they can practice the way they always have, and so there is confusion on the ground, she said. What I'm seeing in Texas, because of the confusion, is that these women aren't even being admitted to the hospital. They're being sent home. They're being told, call your doctor on Monday morning, and they're not given antibiotics. And then in many times, they do have adverse outcomes. That is not what the law is recommending. The law is recommending doctors continue to provide quality care. But because of all of this confusion, doctors don't understand, and bad things are happening, she added. Billy pointed to South Dakota as an example of how Republicans are trying to fight abortion misinformation and educate healthcare professionals about the treatments available to pregnant women experiencing health-threatening or life-threatening conditions in states with abortion restrictions. This week, lawmakers sent a bill to Governor Kristi Noem's desk that requires the creation of an informational video and other materials describing the state's abortion law and medical care for a pregnant woman experiencing life-threatening or health-threatening medical conditions. The bill instructs the South Dakota Department of Health to create an informational video that elaborates on the state's abortion law and acts that do and do not constitute an abortion. That is an effort to fight back against the politically motivated confusion that was put in place by the abortion industry, Billy said. Democrats are also seizing on a Alabama Supreme Court's recent ruling that frozen embryos are considered unborn children under state law. At least three clinics in Alabama have reportedly paused offering IVF since the state Supreme Court issued its ruling. Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, is bringing Elizabeth Carr, the first person to be born via IVF in the United States, and Senator Tammy Duckworth, DEL, who has had two daughters through IVF and sponsored a recently blocked Trojan horse fertility bill, is bringing Illinois reproductive endocrinologist and infertility specialist Dr. Amanda Adelea, according to The Hill. The Alabama Supreme Court case is centered on whether the Center for Reproductive Medicine can be held liable under the Wrongful Death of a Minor Act after a patient accessed, dropped, and destroyed the frozen embryos of several couples in 2020. The embryos were created via IVF, in which mature eggs are collected from ovaries and fertilized by sperm in a lab. And then a procedure is done to place one or more of the fertilized eggs, called embryos, in a uterus, which is where babies develop, according to the Mayo Clinic. The state's high court ultimately reversed a lower court ruling that did not recognize frozen embryos as unborn children. The Alabama Supreme Court based its reasoning on the Sanctity of Unborn Life Amendment adopted to the state constitution in 2018, which declared it public policy to recognize the sanctity of unborn life and the rights of unborn children. This court has long held that unborn children are children for purposes of Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act, a statute that allows parents of a deceased child to recover punitive damages for their child's death, the opinion reads. The central question presented in these consolidated appeals, which involve the death of embryos kept in a cryogenic nursery, is whether the Act contains an unwritten exception to that rule for extrauterine children, that is, unborn children who are located outside of a biological uterus at the time they are killed, the justices continued. Under existing black-letter law, the answer to that question is no. The Wrongful Death of a Minor Act applies to all unborn children, regardless of their location. Democrats, including President Joe Biden, have been using the decision as part of their pro-abortion and reproductive health campaign. Republicans, many of whom claim to believe life begins at conception, are being told to uncritically support IVF so as not to look extreme, despite the moral and ethical quandaries surrounding the process, including disposal, experimentation, long-term storage, eugenic-style embryo selection, and even selective abortions later on. When President Biden responded to the Alabama Supreme Court case, he didn't show any sympathy for the parents in that case who had their embryos destroyed, because the clinic itself failed to keep them in a secure manner and allowed a stranger to walk in and open the freezer and take those embryos out, Billy noted. It's just another example of Democrats choosing not to care for women, not to put the support for women first, and to instead put their political agenda first, he added. They stand in stark contrast to pro-life states across the country who are putting real services in place for moms, for babies, and for families. Biden's speech to a joint session of Congress will begin at 9 p.m. ET on Thursday, March 7. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.